Welcome back to the Minimals Podcast, episode 36. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And like I said, this is episode 36, but before we get in the episode, now a word from our sponsor. And we're back. How is everyone doing this week? How are you doing, Brody and Isaac?
Doing fine. Doing good enough.
Whatever. You're doing fine.
Just another week.
Just another week in paradise.
How are you doing, Gage?
We never asked that one. Yeah, no, you don't. You never ask how I'm doing,
well,
guys.
Well, I mean, our first subject will kind of get into how you're doing, you know, how things going on, yeah. But...
Yeah.
I guess we can just save it for then.
Yeah, man. So how are you guys excited for 4th? So if you didn't know, this is 4th of July weekend as we're recording this. And,
yeah, 4th of July should have been 2 days ago if you're listening to this right when it comes out. But... It's going to be 4th of July.
Unless you listen to this next year, and then, you know, it was a year ago, so...
Well, sure. I mean, all of our viewers, all of our definitely multitude, thousands, millions maybe, of viewers that definitely are listening to this on Monday, right when it comes up. They're all anticipating it. You know, they're sitting there, they're refreshing their YouTube pages. I can feel it.
This is the one thing that they look forward to every day, every week, right? You know, this is,
right. I mean, the last episode it got not like millions of views, but I can sense that this time millions of people are clicking refresh on YouTube, just waiting for that moment when they get the sweet, sweet release.
Definitely
of the Midimables podcast.
Click the bell. Turn on all notifications. So, hey, why don't we get into the first topic then? Anyway, why don't we just, get going, you know?
Jump right into it. Gage is in a hurry because can't be home late. Gotta make sure.
So basically, the first topic on the agenda is I had my wisdom teeth out, and we talked about it. Well, actually, Bernie, did you go camping?
No, I never went camping.
So we pre-recorded
episodes for nothing.
For nothing? We had out of date, lackluster podcast episodes. For nothing, Brody?
For nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, everyone.
Shit, man.
Sorry to all our 136 viewers. We are so sorry.
But so anyway, I had my wisdom teeth out and I was going to have my wisdom teeth out back in the winter, and I went into the whole, you know, they got to get your plate, the plate of your mouth, and take x-rays and shit. And, you know, they really make it, you know, they hype it up. So it's like, you're really not looking forward to it. So I wasn't looking forward to it at all. I mean, who is?
Right.
Never had a procedure done like that before. And I didn't end up doing it in the wintertime because I had, you know, I had something come up, and, you know, I actually told the guys, I'm like, well, we got to pre-record that
episode. Gage is a busy guy.
So anyway, they rescheduled it, and COVID broke out, and they were like, I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get it done. Well, my mouth started hurting really bad, and I couldn't eat anything. And when I did, when I chewed, it fucking hurt. So I ended up scheduling something, and the thing came up last Friday, and I go in, and you know, anticipation sucks. You know, I'm like, whatever. So I'm riding, you know, because obviously I'm under the impression, you know, they're putting me under, so I can't drive home. So I had to get a ride. So my mother's driving me. We're getting there, and you know, I'm going in. You got to have a mask to go in. By the way, you got to have a mask.
Well, I mean, of course, it's COVID.
So I go in there. And I'm just waiting in the waiting room, and then they pull me in there, and they're doing all kinds of shit. They're getting me all hooked up. They got they're wiring shit on my chest. They're making hot heart monitors, and I'm there for a lot. So they said the procedure would take 45 minutes. So I'm in there, and I'm just sitting down, and the nurse comes in. She's getting me all wired up, and then the doctor finally rolls his ass in there about 20 minutes later, and he walks in there, and he gets the big old fucking needle out, and he starts looking for a vein, and he's like, he stabbed me. Like, he was looking for the vein. He gets in there, no vein.
Wait, where is he stabbing you? This is in your mouth, right?
My arm. Because they got to get you hooked up to they got to get an IV running.
Right.
Really?
I never
experienced anything like that.
So they're looking for a vein, and they can't find a vein. And I'm like, what the hell? So he stabs me like four times in the arm and it's fucking hurting, but I'm like, whatever. So then he starts hooking my hand.
Have you never had anything like, you know, needles jabbed? It doesn't hurt that bad. It's not that big.
I hate needles,
Isaac. You're playing it up very heavily. Needles?
I hate needles, Isaac. So anyway, I basically, he's looking at my hand. They couldn't find a vein. So he's like, can't find a vein. Can't put you under. So what do we do now?
They couldn't give you any gas?
No. He's like, we can't, we're not allowed to put people under unless they have an IV and a heart monitor because if something happens. And I'm like, fucking A. So anyway, he's like, well, we can bring you to the hospital and you can get, they can get a vein running. I said, so what? I got to make a trip to the fucking hospital so they can stab me 18 more times so that then they can, maybe they got some blood. I don't know. So anyway, so they pull it out and all that. And we end up, you know, he's like, well, can you do it awake? I'm like, no fucking way am I doing this thing awake. Cause I was under the impression that I was going to go under. And the next thing I knew, I was going to wake up. And I was going to be driving home. Like, that's what my plan was. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to have to think about this. Don't think about it. You're just going to have a little bit of pain after the procedure goes. So anyway, you know, he's like, well, we can numb it. And I said, here I am thinking, if we don't do it, I'm going to have to wait another month, 2 months of anticipation. That's going to fucking suck. So I decided, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So he starts numbing my mouth, and that took about probably, you know, 25 minutes on its own just to do one side. So he starts he does this like rubbing thing on both sides, and he waits about 8 minutes, and that didn't do anything. So then he starts stabbing me. He stabbed me 12 times on my right hand side. That's when he started. He did 12 times in the mouth. And
oh, with just Novocaine, right?
No, yeah,
like the big Novocaine needles.
He stabbed me 12 times throughout the procedure too, because I kept feeling it. They started fucking.
Oh sure, yeah, they'd really. I mean, Novocaine works, but like they use Novocaine for like teeth pulling, not removing your wisdom teeth. Because that's a little bit more of a procedure.
Well, yeah. So anyway, he, you know, they're doing that and it sucks. It feels like hell, but whatever. So then they get onto the left side and they do 12 more. So they in total did 24 stabs of Novocaine.
Well, I mean, it's better than feeling it, I suppose. Yeah.
So he starts on the bottom one and I can, the bottom left one. And he starts prying it, and I'm like, fuck. He starts looking at the x-ray. He's like, shit, that's connected to a bigger nerve. It's like, that one's going to friggin' hurt. So he starts prying up on, this one's bleeding. So he starts on the top one. That one pulls right out. And he gets back down to this one, and he can't get it out. So he gets his fucking saw out, and he saws it in half. And then he can't pull those out. So then he saws that in half. So there's four pieces of this tooth in my mouth. And it hurts so damn much. He gets it out and he's stitching it all up. And I get out in the, I start walking. I'm totally fine. My brain, I'm not under anything.
Well, yeah, because they just Novocained it. So your mouth is probably just super numb and you're.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
So I'm bleeding. You know, they get the paper towels in there or the whatever. And I go out to the car and my dad was there and. You know, my mother was still there, and they're like, you've been in there for 2.5 hours. I said, what? What? What?
So time just flies when you're having fun, right?
Well, there was a, this is a funny thing, and I don't know if I should be saying this on the thing, but there was a pretty attractive nurse, and she was, you know, rubbing up against me, but hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she was like, ooh, I need to get some of this Gage action. I'm sure, Gage. I'm very sure. Yeah,
she actually was doing that, but, mm-hmm. I, she was trying to get over to my teeth, so.
You should have been like.
Here's my number,
just
man.
Just ask for my number, why don't you? You don't have to put on the show. Yes. Instead, it would have actually come out more like, because your mouth is all numb.
But anyway, I got my medication and I just kind of, I laid back the weekend. I chilled at the house. My dad, my parents were like, well, you really shouldn't go anywhere, because I was in pain. Seriously, after it all numbed, it was painful. I was like popping pills. Popping pills, you know?
Just down in whole bottles, like.
Yeah. But yeah, for most of this week, well, for the weekend, I watched a lot of old movies. I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off and just some old good movies. I was watching quite a few old movies and just chilling. And then Monday, I had to get back to work. So I got to the office Monday and I hurt like hell, but I'm like, I got to get to work. So I did a lot of work and story of Gage's wisdom teeth.
Yeah, my mom, when I told her I was heading down to the office to record, she was surprised that you were even, like, able to do it by now, but...
Why did she listen to the... How did she know I was having my wisdom teeth out?
I told her. She's very... she needs to know everything, you know? She's one of those people.
What's Gage doing?
Just got to tell her whatever you got to tell her so that she stops asking you questions and you can be on your way.
right. Well, hey, the wisdom teeth, I'm glad they're out, though, because I don't really have to feel anything. But the wisdom teeth are out. Do you guys have your wisdom teeth out?
No, I do not.
Brody, you got yours out?
Mine is the complete opposite of your horror story you had there. Mine's like, I went in, they said, okay, sit, lie back, and they friggin' gave me some of that,
gas.
Nitrous oxide or whatever, and then I was just out, and then I woke up, and it was all over with, so.
I was really excited for, you know, them to put me under, because I was like, I'm gonna get a video out of this, you know? I'm gonna get a viral video, it's gonna get millions of views, because I'm gonna say something stupid. I was really excited, and that doctor really just pissed me off.
Did you record
Seriously,
it?
I was thinking on the whole way there, I was like, you know what? The one thing about this is I'm going to get to, I told my mom to record me when I get out in the vehicle. And, you know, I want something, you know, I'm a really funny clip.
I'm surprised they couldn't get a vein or they wouldn't just, I'm surprised they only tried four times. That's not much.
That's enough. That's enough in my book.
Well, I mean, I guess
they couldn't find a visible vein on my arm. They checked both arms, but I don't know. You have to fast for that, and I fasted for as long as they said. So I don't know.
I've literally never had a nurse miss my veins, like in my arm. I've never once had it happen. So I always hear people talking about they took three tries to get my. You know, get my vein, and I'm like, what?
I had a horror story once where they had to, I was doing my what do they call that when they check your body over? The school's required to play sports, your physical.
Oh yeah.
And I had to do a physical to play on the golf team, and I remember coming to physical for the fucking golf team. That's like, you know, whatever. But I get into,
and the doctor,
this, well, actually the building,
the doctor was totally checking you out. She was like, or he was like,
Gage. The building that we're in actually right now used to be the health center. And I came in here and, you know, they have me on the thing and they can't find a vein. And they're like, you have to have this done. So they keep stabbing me, and they ended up stabbing me right about 28 times, I think. All up my arm and in my hand, and they ended up sending me to the hospital, and I'm like, I hate needles. So you can imagine I'm a giant pussy and I'm just sitting there like, oh, you know, like, and there's people coming in and out, you know, there's patients and there's doctors running, walking back and forth, and just hear his fat ass Gage trying to get his blood drawn. But I don't know. And then I got to the hospital and it was the same fucking thing. You know, they couldn't find a vein. And then it all depends on the person. There's, you know, I think you really have to, it's kind of funny to say, but people have a better job of getting a vein than other doctors, which is kind of funny.
It's just experience, you know.
Right.
With anything, more experience makes you better at doing stuff.
Right. But I'm glad that horror story is over. I'm glad that's all done. But yeah, so yeah, I think that's it for the wisdom teeth segment. One mic equals one prayer for my teeth. So moving
zero
on.
Zero likes. I'm calling yes. it zero likes. Screw gauges. So
moving on. Some big news broke. Reddit and Twitch actually banned Donald Trump. Oh boy. So Donald Trump, the Trump campaign has a Twitch, and they post they live stream his rallies, and they banned him, and Reddit did as well. I don't really know the story of Reddit, but his Reddit got banned.
Whose Reddit got banned?
Trump's. r/the Trump or the Donald or something.
Okay. I think you're interpreting this wrong.
Okay. Well, no, his Twitch did get, his official verified Twitch got banned.
Yeah, Twitch got taken down. I knew about that.
That he owned?
Yeah.
That his administration owned?
Right.
Because I don't think his administration owned the Reddit.
I don't know. Why would they take down, why? What's the point of taking that down?
I mean, imagine how sad Donald Trump's going to be when he's sitting up there in the White House, 2021. He's like, well, I heard this really new cool game was coming out. I kind of wanted to stream it, but all my gamers aren't going to be able to watch me anymore.
Fucking heck. Yeah, that's 100% what's happening. I just think it's funny. I remember when his Twitch first started, Steven Crowder did one of those Crowder clips where it was him playing Minecraft on Twitch. I think that's hilarious.
I remember that clip. That was a good could clip.
I haven't seen it, but imagining
he built like a big Minecraft wall in it.
Yeah, we're going to build a wall and keep the Mexican creepers out.
And even join the president for Minecraft Mondays.
Hey. Boo, Pedro. Not the boop. Not today. You're not setting your best. I'm going to send you right back. Looking over that. Well, let's keep building this wall. There you go, brick by brick. My wall, frankly, shoots fire, you see? And you're going to pay for it. It's trapped!
But, that's hilarious. But it's unfortunate. Why does it matter? I don't think it matters. It was just rallying being live streamed.
That he was banned or that?
Why did they ban him? What do they have to gain from it?
Did they have a reason? What was the reason they came out with for banning him?
It was hate speech or something. Something like that. It was like hate speech.
Okay. Yeah,
because of what he said in a rally.
I'm sorry, but newsflash. Politics that you don't agree with doesn't mean it's hate speech. What are you, stupid?
Exactly. No, it's just the way that stuff's going right now. Really, I mean, I think from a from a business standpoint, it was a smart idea for Twitch to do it. From a business standpoint,
I think people should be protesting Twitch right now.
Well, if I was running Twitch,
I would stop using Twitch if I ever used Twitch, but I don't. So, I mean,
what you got to understand, though, Isaac, is a majority of gamers are Democrats, right? So people, I mean, I bet you if you took a poll, a majority of people that use
you
Twitch
think
are Democrats. Yeah.
I mean, anyone I've met on the internet really never seems all that liberal.
Well,
you don't play the right games.
Toxic, so,
I mean, I don't think it's really one way or the other, but.
Well, okay, but anyway, from a business standpoint, it looks better on Twitter when you have Twitch ban Donald Trump versus, because it's just, from a business standpoint, Trump is very much hated amongst young people, and young people use these services.
That's really not true, though. I mean,
how many 40-year-olds do you think are using Twitch?
There's a lot of ignorant young people that just look at news headlines and they dislike Donald Trump. But any of the younger people that actually look into anything or think about things or are conservative they don't hate Donald Trump, and they should be pissed.
Right.
It's ridiculous that there's no excuse for that. That's blatant. That is as blatant as you can get with choosing the stories you want pushed. That's as blatant as you can get for just straight political censorship. What are we in North Korea? It's right. That's stupid.
I think we've said this. I think we've
Twitch
said this
should be getting hellfire right now.
Right. Well, you know, they're not. They're not going to, because
I know
who's going to protest. Who? I mean, honestly, in my opinion,
I'm not saying
really
go out in the streets and protest because you know
protest. We're going to riot.
We're gonna
blow
if you
up
go
a
on
Wendy's
the streets,
we're pissed off at Twitch.
If you go on the streets and you protest, you might run into a Black Lives Matter riot, and there would be bloodshed. It would not be a good scene. So probably just like,
right.
Don't use Twitch. That's really the kind of protesting you can
use Mixer.
Do. I'm really Mixer
went
is
under,
no longer a
they?
Platform anymore. Yeah. Yeah, they went under.
Already?
Literally. Yeah, the company went out of business. They actually are merging with Facebook Live. But actually,
whoa.
Speaking of Facebook,
and now Ninja lost his contract, but got to keep all the money.
Ninja kept $30 million. $30 million.
What is he moving back to Twitch now?
He hasn't announced what he's doing yet.
Right, but he can
wow.
now.
That's an epic win.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm surprised Facebook has. You know, as much as I hate Facebook and Silicon Valley companies, Facebook is the only platform that has really, you know, put their foot down against. You know, not censoring. There's a lot of Facebook groups that I know that I'm in that share, you know, Trump memes, and it's very for Trump, pro Trump. You know, I'm surprised that Facebook hasn't banned them, but Facebook is under fire because of the lack of what the liberals think is censorship, because they're pissed off that there's so much fake news being pushed around, which is really just conservative opinions, and
right.
I don't know. It's stupid. It really is stupid. But you know, it is what it is. It's the world we're living in.
What do you think this means for the future, Gage? Is this the beginning of a slippery slope? Is this incident of, you know, things just getting banned? You know, that it was just probably like one day where all these things happened. Maybe like in the span of 3 days. Is this the middle of a slippery slope?
I think that this is just a start. I think it's going to get worse.
I think we've been in a slippery slope. It's just now starting to become visible to people. It's now becoming more obvious when they do more obvious actions. And hopefully people will get pissed about it, but they're not. And I'm going to get pissed about that because...
I know there's no... There's nothing that's going to stop them. There's no obvious backlash from this. You know,
Silicon Valley is going to... continue to do this censorship until they get their own way, and a majority of all conservative voices are censored.
Well, they're never going to be able to do that. They're never going to be able to censor all conservative input.
That's very interesting, because I think this week, you remember that YouTube channel that's like American Renaissance or something?
Yes.
They got banned from YouTube actually this week too.
Wait,
oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. They were completely eradicated from YouTube, and they were a, you know, right wing nationalist YouTube channel, and they got the boot, man.
I think that is so pathetic, honestly. I think it's stupid. It baffles me that we are allowing this to happen.
Oh, man, you're thinking it's the beginning though. I'll take that one.
Well,
I'll take
it
a
is
second.
Only the beginning. It's going to keep getting worse. It is.
What?
And it's
what do you think we could do? What do you think society should do? I mean, I don't know. I don't think you guys know.
One of the big things that I think a lot of people say, and this doesn't mean I agree with it, but a lot of people are saying that we should split up Silicon Valley companies and, you know, huge companies like Facebook and Google because of the mass censorship. And, you know, I agree with that to a point, but at the same time, I understand. I don't think they're treating it fair. You know, I think that they're looking at it like, okay, we don't agree with this, so we don't want this on our platform.
I think they should get legal repercussions for them from them violating their whatever the stupid rule,
we should
whatever
have
allocation
a,
it is. But
we should have a new bill that's put into legislature where it's basically like to enforce the First Amendment rights on the internet. And I think it ought to be a bill that says, that states that, you know, companies that don't allow that, that are run in the United States,
even that, privately owned companies.
Yes. I think that that is, well,
I think if it's a platform that's open for anyone to post things on, then they have no right to have any censorship or any input of what's on their platform besides maybe like no nudity.
And you know damn well that if they say like YouTube, you know, said, okay, well, we only want this kind of, you know, like if YouTube started, only approving content, their market share would drop and they'd go out of business. Like seriously, the money that they make from like the variety of creators versus creators that they approve is so significant that, you know, it would screw people. It would screw the company over. And Facebook, the same thing, you know, Twitter, the same. If people weren't allowed to use a service, you know, only people they approved, it wouldn't exist.
Right. What I mean, I feel like what this could turn into is really, really causing a divide in our country, a stronger divide, because I think the natural reaction for most people would be to try to get some sort of other platform other than YouTube that they can post on that's just for conservative ideas, and then YouTube will be the left ideas. And that's going to then only conservative people are going to be getting fed conservative ideas. And then leftist
you create
people,
a dangerous space.
That's kind of like BitChute, though. BitChute is kind of is the conservative version
of
YouTube.
Well, sure, but you don't go on BitChute really and browse for videos. People are on YouTube all the time. I mean, I'm pissed. I don't think... I wish I could just say, not going to use YouTube anymore. They're not going to get my ad revenue. But I'm not going to stop using YouTube. It's the only platform. It's like half the media I consume is YouTube. Like,
it's the most refined platform.
Right. There's really no other real options. Sure, there's BitChute. Sure, there's Vimeo, or, you know, there's other Vimeo. Video. Yeah, Vimeo. there's other Vimeo, options that exist that you can post videos on, but it's not really an option. Really, exactly. The option that anyone sensible would go with is YouTube.
No, I know. I hear you. I think it's stupid, really. You know, why do we have to fight over this? You know, why can't people just be entitled to their own opinion and just these companies just allow it? Them having their own agenda is just too scummy. It really is.
Furthermore, you said there needs to be legislation passed.
Right.
The problem is that's never going to happen. The country we live in does not pass legislation.
Even if it passed, these countries, like the legislation I think should be if it operates in the United States, these companies would move their headquarters out of the country.
Right.
They would say, okay, well, we're going to operate in Europe or, you know, wherever. So it's hard. No one's going to win.
Right.
So moving on, you know, this is a topic that I wanted to talk about. Called streaming TV. So, you know, if you're one of the many cord cutters, the people that, you know, cut their cable bill, you know, you'll know of something called YouTube TV, Hulu TV, Sling TV. Now, basically, one of the big things with this is, you know, one of the big appeals for this is, you know, cable costs hundreds of dollars. You know, you want cable, it's going to cost you, you know, $100, $130, $150, $175, $200. For cable, just to get channels. And I think one of the big appeals with the streaming TV is, especially YouTube TV, you could get it for $35 a month. So it really was inexpensive, right? I mean, if you're paying for cable anyway, it's a no-brainer. Because most of these services had the same channels that you would expect from a normal cable provider. So this week, YouTube TV announced that they were upping the price. They actually changed the price to $50 per month, upped it last year. And now they're upping it to $65 per month, right? It's the streaming service has jumped 62.5% since its initial launch. And I think a lot of people are kind of having second thoughts about it. So in my family, we switched to YouTube TV. We cut Dish because, you know, not that Dish wasn't, you know, a good service, but it cost too much, and for what we were getting, it was kind of crap. Dish is known for having a lot of shopping channels, So we'd be scrolling through, you know, the TV and see fucking 105, you know, shopping channels. And it's like, what? I don't care. And then just to get to the friggin' Discovery Channel. So it was kind of stupid. This was a totally different service. And, it, you know, it really appealed. It does, you know, I think one of the first things after joining was it lacks in channels. You know, I had a lot of channels, like big channels to me is BBC America. You know, I like watching Doctor Who. So if I have BBC America, I'm good. I know for like my parents, HGTV, big thing for them because they like the main cabin masters. a lot of people are kind of like, well, is YouTube TV worth it? And you know, when we first switched over, I mean, yeah, $50 a month is a no brainer compared to the 200 however many dollar cable bill. We were pretty sufficient. The only channels that we really didn't get was like, you know, Nickelodeon wasn't on it. And I mean, I don't watch Nickelodeon, but the company that owns Nickelodeon has a lot of channels like VH1 Classics, MTV. And that's a big thing. My dad likes that stuff. And I occasionally will put on like VH1 Classics and watch some old movies. But they just recently added those channels. And with that, they added a price, which is kind of, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think of this whole thing?
Add-on streaming prices? TV? I think it's all stupid. Just unplug from it all. Don't pay anything.
Well, I think one of the best things with this is local channels. That was one of my dad's, you know, biggest things.
Are there local channels on?
Yeah, no, you get TV5, you know, you get WLBC, you get all the local channels with YouTube TV and Hulu TV.
So is there still ads on it?
Yeah, there's still ads. Yeah, it's a normal TV. It's just, I think one of the best things about YouTube TV is that they actually record movies that play on TV and they let you watch the movies after they air.
Oh,
so
okay.
You get unlimited DVR. So I could record, you know, every show on TV and it would never run out of DVR space.
Well, is your DVR, you downloading it to your computer, or is your DVR?
It's the cloud.
What?
It's cloud.
Oh, okay.
It's unlimited cloud DVR storage.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that it's cheaper to do something like YouTube TV instead of satellite because it's expensive to...
Or cable, yeah. Yeah, like Spectrum.
Right, yeah. Well, I guess cable. I don't really see why cable would be so expensive. But Dish TV, a lot of that's satellite. And it's expensive to shoot satellites into the sky. It's expensive to maintain that sort of thing. So it makes... somewhat sense why it's so
expensive. We had Spectrum before and it was like it was similar prices, you know, $150-$200. It's pretty a month. It's pretty ridiculous for TV.
Right. But I mean, there's a downside to YouTube TV, and that is that you're using your internet bandwidth. You have to have faster internet to really get good use out of YouTube TV.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's not like, I mean, you might be paying a little less, but
most internet providers have unlimited bandwidth.
Well, sure. Most internet service providers, they let you take as much data as you'd like, but there's a cap on how much speed you can have coming in. The size of the pipe coming to your house varies. So some people only have like 3 megs a second. Some people have
Brody.
You know, yeah, Brody. Yeah. Some people have like 500 because they're rich boy Gage and they got an office with the fastest internet you've ever seen.
That's funny.
Whatever.
Shut up, Isaac.
I think Isaac. It's gonna phase out.
I mean,
any sort of cable thing in the future is not gonna work, really.
Right? No.
Internet. Just going to have your Netflix subscriptions and your people that, if they want to watch things on the big screen, they plug their laptop into an HDMI cord connected to their TV, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is kind of dying out, though, I think. Have you not noticed that?
Well, in what way?
I don't know. They don't have any good shows or... movies on it.
Well, that's kind of your opinion. Like a lot of people
okay,
like it.
Okay, so I really don't watch much TV and I don't watch many movies. But occasionally there'll be one that I like. Oh, I haven't watched that. I should probably watch that up. And then I go on Netflix and I type it in, and it gives me a ton of results for things that I didn't search because it doesn't exist on the platform. And then I'll be like, well, crap. And then I'll go on Amazon Prime and I'll search it there and it's not there. And then I'll, they,
Right.
These streaming platforms really don't have a whole lot of much that's actually any good. And I mean, I guess YouTube TV probably has that, I would imagine.
Right. I think one of the best things about YouTube TV is the interface. So I go on. So with other streaming services, or not other streaming services, but with other cable providers, they have this thing called video or movie on demand. So you can rent a movie. It's kind of expensive, but that was a service. With YouTube TV, what they do is they record every movie that plays on all the channels, and they allow you to watch it for free. As it goes to like all the HBO channels. So like when a new movie comes out, it usually goes on HBO first on TV. After it comes out of theaters, it usually plays on HBO a couple times. And it records that. So I can watch brand new movies that were in theaters a couple months ago on YouTube TV before I can get it on Netflix or, you know, any other streaming service.
I'm surprised Hulu isn't, because Hulu and HBO, they're the same company, right?
Hulu and HBO?
Isn't that... Are they,
No.
They're not?
Hulu is...
Well, because HBO is only on Hulu, isn't it?
Hulu is owned by Disney.
Really? Oh, yeah, well, I guess that makes sense. Disney, why there's all, like, the Disney plus Hulu things.
Well, Hulu was actually created by a few different movie studios. Disney, 20th Century Fox, and another studio. And when Disney bought out 20th Century Fox, they became majority shareholder. So TV shows that aren't fit for Disney Plus go on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And HBO is owned by Warner Brothers. So HBO is partnered with YouTube. Yeah, YouTube, because my streaming service comes with HBO Max for free.
Huh.
So I'm getting HBO Max for free with the streaming service.
I mean, I guess it makes sense for anyone that already is paying for high bandwidth internet to get something like YouTube TV because it's cheaper. But I mean, Brody, if his family wanted TV, they definitely couldn't do YouTube TV because it's just not possible there.
Well, I think internet is kind of getting a lot better in rural areas. Like, I mean, we live in rural Maine, and I'm getting half a gig, you know. You can get fiber optic one gigabyte up in Carabasset Valley now.
Well, sure, it's pretty crazy. I can't get fiber optic at my house. I have DSL internet. It's just like they call it like magic warp DSL.
But you have 100 megabytes a second.
I do have 100 megs a second. It's actually pretty good internet speed. When they deliver the 100 megs a second, they only sometimes do, and it's usually when you first start going on their internet plan that they'll give you what you're paying for, and then they'll trim it down over time and act like you didn't notice, but you really did, and you're upset, but they're never going to actually do anything about it.
Well, only you notice.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, well,
the old people don't notice.
Sure, and that's really wrong of them. I don't, it's so stupid. Internet service providers are so crooked.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was obviously involved with what Epstein did, and, you know, they got her.
They got her. Ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
I wonder how long it will be till she definitely, totally, for sure kills herself. Kill herself, right? Everyone knows and agrees that Epstein killed himself in his prison cell, and the rest of it
amazes me.
It was all circumstantial, you know. I mean, things happen, you know. Just
I don't know what she would know, though. Like, she obviously was kind of like,
if she was working with Epstein, I'm sure she would know about, you know. I'm sure she'd have dirt on a bunch of people.
Right. I mean, she obviously helped him do the, you know, the...
the
Birdie
the,
trying to figure out what he can say online.
You know, the child sex trafficking and the child sexual abuse. She obviously contributed to that majorly. She contributed to that. Mm. But I don't know how much she would know about, you know, his island and his, like... his dealings with other powerful people.
I'm sure she would have to know about some of it, just through hearing, you know, somehow, some
way, being part of it,
right? I'm sure she
through osmosis or whatever.
Yeah, she would know how many times Bill Clinton went there. Bill Hillary's Gates. Probably gonna have to kill her too. I mean, kill herself. I mean, kill herself.
I keep hearing fireworks outside. They're really getting excited for 4th of July.
Have you bought fireworks? Are you?
No. I got maybe sparklers. I don't know. Isaac, do you have fireworks this year?
We don't have fireworks, but we're going to buy some tomorrow. We're just going to drive down to Waterville and get some. I don't think we're going to do a whole lot of much this year, but we usually spend a couple $100 on fireworks.
I've never shot up fireworks before. I don't
really.
I don't,
it's fun.
So, yeah,
it's fireworks shows. I mean, they're nice. They're fun, but shooting off fireworks is a lot of fun, in my opinion. I don't know what it is about it, but like, because you shoot them off and then you just lay down on the ground and you look up like. And you're just kind of surrounded by fireworks and then burning embers kind of raining down on you.
Right.
I don't know.
They don't do fireworks shows. They don't do fireworks shows in our area anymore. Like, they used to do them in Madison and Bingham.
Well,
there's nothing.
But we've pretty much always turned into fireworks. Well, you mentioned the fireworks outside.
Yeah. So moving on to our next topic. So there's this debate, and it's should they take down Mount Rushmore?
No.
People are saying that.
No.
Okay. Well, that case closed. Moving on to our next topic.
Yeah, I mean, what?
So Trump wants to do a big 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore. They're doing fireworks and stuff. And protesters are saying that they want to tear down the monument because there's racist people on it. Yeah.
Why shouldn't
they take it down, Gage? Why shouldn't they?
Because that's one of those things that's going too far. That's a national monument.
It's a tourist attraction.
Mount Rushmore,
piece of our history.
Mount Rushmore is like a big piece of American history. It's like that's one thing that kind of represents America. When you think of America, you think of, you know, the Washington Monument, you think of Mount Rushmore, you think of Washington, D.C. That's what you think about. Why tear that down?
I mean, I feel like these idiots are just doing it because, ooh, we ripped down this statue. Have you seen the videos? Have you seen the people doing this? It's ridiculous. It's out of hand. They should be arrested. There's no reason to take down these statues and these pieces of our history. They represent no sort of racism. It's not like they have printed on the front of them, screw black people. No, it's just a piece of our history.
Is Mount Rushmore as an individual event, as an individual happenings, you know, they want to take down Mount Rushmore. Is that the result of a slippery slope?
I mean, I think all these stupid rioters getting away with their crimes is a slippery slope.
But you don't think Mount Rushmore on a long trail of them taking statues down is the result of a slippery slope?
Well, let's look at the facts here, okay, guys? Let's be reasonable, factual people. Mount Rushmore, it's made out of white rock. And clearly that's a sign of white supremacy. Case closed.
Yes.
Case closed.
How about this?
The people that are carved in there are from a point in time in history when racism existed. Just like it does now, just like it does in the white community, just like it does in the black community, just like it does in the Hispanic community. Racism is not...
Isaac is getting excited.
No, I'm not excited. I'm mad.
White fragility, Isaac. White fragility.
Isaac's getting too excited.
I'm not excited. I might have a smile on my face, but that's just because I don't know. I'm pissed.
How does Gage feel about the fact that it's Indians' land?
You know, that whole thing with Indian.
What do you say to the people that want to say you built this thing on our land?
You know what? We're not okay with that. Okay. Serious mode. So you know, you have the whole debate about Indian. I mean, America was Indian land. back in the time that America was formed, or not even America, back in the time that this land was claimed, you had people, America formed, the Revolutionary War. You had countries invading other countries and stealing their land, right? We invaded, we didn't really even invade. We existed on this, part of the world. We just, formed a country with it. You can say that we stole from the Indians, but that's just the time it was. If you had, and it's even the time it is now. If you have a big enough army, you could invade any country you wanted to and take it over. Obviously, they might try. Well,
What about
you.
People? What about people that want to say that the Mount Rushmore as a piece is a symbol of a broken treaty between Native American and
it's
America.
I'm not going to lie to you. The Mount Rushmore history isn't the most perfect history in the world, but no one's history is perfect.
Right.
We can't sit here and say that every country is perfect. Every country has done things correctly because there is no giant book of how to make a country the right way or how to form a country the right way. You're always going to have pissed off people. And I think Indians have it pretty good in this country because, they get, for the most part, free college. They have so much land. Indians are some of the most successful Americans because they have casinos. How many Indian casinos do you guys know of? Because I know of hundreds, thousands.
Gage, that could be seen as a little racy. That, what you're saying, that's Gage dangerous.
Racist. Is that racist?
It's a little racy.
It's true.
It's a little racy.
Me saying that Indians own casinos. It's true. There are so many casinos.
I don't know anything about casinos, so I can't put any input on this.
No matter how this goes, it should be a no-brainer. Obviously we're not taking down Mount Rushmore.
You want me to hit you with something here, Brody? Should we go burn
no,
up
no,
Auschwitz?
I'm just saying.
I know you probably you're just putting an inquiry. I get that. You're not putting in an opinion. But should we go burn down Auschwitz? Should we go burn down history museums that include things about Nazi Germany because Nazi Germany was a really bad thing? Or should we allow the history to exist? Should we? Auschwitz is a tourist attraction. Mount Rushmore is a tourist attraction. They both have bad histories in them. They both are a symbol of time. They both are a symbol of history. They both are a symbol of just general time. And it's knowledge and it's information. And that should be allowed. Why remove the testaments of our past? Sure, our opinions can change of them, but there's no point in taking them down. Maybe if you want a statue in your city down because it's some person that you didn't like, people don't agree with anymore. Don't destroy it. Take it off. Preserve it still. Put it in a museum. Put in an article about it. Save our history. These are valuable pieces of American history. There's no reason to go senselessly breaking them down because the world is practically run by vandals now. What the heck, people?
No, that's actually very interesting. I think it's stupid. We should just, it's American history. Keep it, stop acting like everything needs to be taken down because it has some sort of controversial history. I think that's just an excuse, really. I think it's a giant excuse.
Yeah, but what do you say to the people? What are you going to say to yourself when that excuse works?
I don't think it should be taken down. I don't think any American statue, history should be destroyed. Me believing in a democracy, I'm for the whole, voting on stuff. But I just think this is taking it too far. Myself.
They haven't even voted on removing half the statues they've torn down. They just freaking do it because they don't care.
I could just see a bunch of protesters forming and fucking blowing the place up, I hope the military gets involved tomorrow because that's Trump's day. Trump's going up there.
Well, I don't know. I think blocking off a road, as long as they're not doing damage,
No.
Nah.
That's unacceptable, Isaac. Well, it doesn't matter.
Sure, but when you just throw the military at a problem, what separates us from being communist China? I mean,
okay, Isaac. Okay, I get it.
I don't disagree with you, folks. I don't really disagree with you on this. I think the military should have been involved with almost all of these protests because they're so frequently turning into riots. There should be a military presence ready to quench whatever happens.
Right.
But I don't think we should just go pushing them out of the way. Because people have a right to protest. It's I think if they were blocking off the way to a privately owned company, then the military or then the police should get involved and they should stop them from damaging a privately owned company. But Mount Rushmore is a government owned thing. And if people want to protest and block off a government thing, I don't think the military should just shove them out of the way. And I don't think the military, maybe it would. I don't know. I mean, it's a difficult question.
Right. But we've been going for about an hour now, so I think we're going to end it here. You guys have anything else to say?
No. I mean, I think that's a good stopping point.
I think we said it all, basically.
Now, actually.
So if you did enjoy.
Actually, a word from our sponsor, probably.
Yeah. Now, a word from our sponsor. And we're back. So if you did enjoy this episode of the Minimalist Podcast, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, share this with your friends. We were on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere we can get a podcast. Find us, watch us, share it with your friends because we are the best podcast in the world.
Definitely. Totally.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Definitely, totally.
So I think we're not going to keep you much longer. So we'll see you guys all next Monday. Have a good one. Stay safe. Don't get the coronavirus. I'm Ben Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Brody.
And we're signing off.
See you later.